I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
WBEN presents your home improvement tip of the week with me, Dominic Cortez, brought to you by Scranton Surrey Builders and United Materials. Barbecue season's winding down. Yeah, we're all bummed about that. To ensure your grill will be good to go come springtime, I've got some tips for you for some extra TLC before you put it away. First of all, to get rid of food remnants, turn your grill on high, let it run with the lid closed for about 15 minutes. Once it's cooled, go over the grates with a nylon bristle and grill brush to dislodge any stubborn gunk. Now, be sure you want to disconnect the tank, too. If you store your grill in a shed or garage, the liquid propane tank can't come with it. Store the tank upright outdoors, away from potential heat sources like dryer vents. Cover the grill's regulator with a plastic wrap to prevent critters like wasps from crawling into it to nest. Keeping it outside, well, double check that you've got the gas off. Give your parts a deep cleaning. Remove the cooking grates, the heat tents or shields, and warming racks, and scrub them with warm soapy water. Remove and empty the grease pan. You should also get a scrub, which you could use a nylon brush on the dry burners and leave the holes clear. Spray the burners, the grates, the shields with cooking spray to prevent rust, and seal these and the grease pan in a plastic bag. Otherwise, spiders and insects may decide to spend the winter in them. Wipe down the exterior, grab a bucket of warm, soapy water to clean the outside of your grill before you put the cover on it. And lastly, if you follow these same steps for a built-in gas grill, be sure to shut off the gas and water lines, unplug any electrical items, and cover outlets. And if you're going to use your grill all winter long, well, keep it in good shape by following these tips as well. And if you missed this report or you want to hear it again, how about this? Go to WBEN.com, click on the On Air button, and look for me, Dominic Cortez. This tip will be there for you, and I'll be here for you at 10 o'clock for another edition of Hammer Time Radio, exclusively here on WBEN.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.